So if you're asking me, I'd say don't do it.
See, I knew you were going to say that, but it is not what you think.
I've never heard any of these types of stories turning out well, you know?
Well, it's not a story, it's my life. I mean, oh, I hate autocorrect. I just turned can I get back to you to can I back over you.
All right, well, if you haven't got much time, we should probably go order.
Oh, no, coffee's fine. I don't need food. I just wanted to get a chance to talk to you, just not over the phone, obviously.
Okay, so how long have you known him?
Almost a year.
And that was from work?
Yes, well, we didn't really know each other at first, but then we got assigned to audit an insurance company together last spring, and whoever thought doing something like that would be fun, but I mean, it was, and with him, it was fun. Turns out, we really connected, like he gets me. And when I drive on the way to work, we like talk on the phone, and he is right there picking up on how I'm feeling, like over the phone. He is very intuitive. And he makes me laugh, and I just feel like myself again.
Well, as opposed to what?
Well, as opposed to who I've become in this marriage, I mean, you know Jake, he's not exactly a compelling conversationalist. You've even said so.
But did I? No, I think what I meant by that... Anyway, so, how long have you and Jake been married?
4 years.
Okay, so that would make it...
Right out of college, and Christian college at that. The whole ring by spring pressure, we just got caught up in it, and... Nobody tells you that who you are in college is not who you're going to be for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And now, I just want so much more out of my life, and Jake wants so little. It is just not working anymore.
Does Jake know that this is going on?
No. I mean, I've not done anything wrong to have to talk about it. I mean, we just meet up after work or for lunch, and we took a drive last week, and it was amazing.
Is he married?
Not really.
What does not really mean?
I mean, he's separated, so.
Oh. Is this where you think things are headed with you and Jake?
I don't know. It's complicated. I mean, Annie's not even 2 yet, and I just haven't thought that far ahead. I just know that for the first time in a long time, I feel happy, I feel alive, and I feel... Why aren't you saying anything?
I'm just listening. Okay. I'm taking it all in. This is a lot to digest. And yeah. I mean, we were in small group with you and Jake, and honestly, I'm just surprised.
Oh, me too. And I'm sorry, is this Camden Street or Bristol?
It's Bristol.
Bristol. Anyways, do you remember that week in small group where we talked about the verse where God gives you the desires of your heart? Well, I think about that a lot with Ryan. Like, maybe God is doing just that, giving me the desires of my heart because he knows that I've needed someone that I really connect with.
You know, I think that there's a little bit more to that verse.
Yes, being delighted.
No. No. Being delighted in the Lord.
Well, that too. And see, God gave you the desires of your heart when he gave you Stephen. You're not stuck with somebody who discusses fertilizer options for the gardens or shipping quotas for the week. Like, he has no idea how boring he is.
Have you tried marital counseling? I mean, hear it from both sides. It really helped me and Stephen out our first year.
No, Jake would not do that. He is happy. He thinks nothing is wrong. He's like a middle-aged 26-year-old.
Okay, so if I am the first person that you told, I mean, do you want feedback or...
No. I just know that I can keep on with Jake for Annie's sake because I'm going to have somewhere I go where I feel loved. We went dancing last Friday and it was amazing.
So you're having an affair?
No, we are not sleeping together. Chris, I am in love with him.
But you're married. You made an oath before God whom you believe in. It's not just about you.
See, I knew this could go 2 ways.
What could?
Talking to you, I just assumed you would be so open and understanding and...
You want me to understand this relationship?
Understand why someone our age might need something like this.
So you want me to approve this? What do you want me to say?
I mean, I want you to understand and say that it's okay.
If this is where it is now, where does it end, Susan?
What?
Tell me this, has he kissed you?
Why?
He has.
I mean, yes, but that is not the same as sleeping together.
Oh, it is such a slippery slope to say it's one thing and not the other, believe me.
Well, that's easy for you to say when you have somebody like Steven.
This is my second marriage.
What?
I screwed up my first marriage.
I've never heard about this.
Well, it's not something that I really talk about. But yeah, I was young, very young. And I got married, and I wanted to rebel. And I had an affair. I'll call it for what it was. And when it all came out in the open, I caused significant damage to a pretty great guy who divorced me. And that's something that I still struggle with to this day. It's by God's grace that I even met Stephen.
And by God's grace, and it all worked out.
No, I think you're missing the point.
I'm sorry, I've gotta go.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to preach.
No. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have put this on you. Obviously, it was a wrong choice.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's not that I don't understand, it's just that I understand.
Hey, he's here. He texted me and said that he was seeing a client, and any chance we get to like meet up, we take it. So I'm gonna go. You will keep this all confidential, won't you? I mean, I just assumed. Jake mustn't find out from anyone other than me. I'm sure you understand. I'm sorry. He is so funny. Okay, I've gotta go. Bye.